Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Fancy Patrice. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Crown. Let's go ahead and get started with the show.
This is the place to wear your crown. Come on, y'all, let's turn up the sound. If it's slide and put it on back, yeah, that's right, put it on track. This is the crown.
So what is going on? I hope everybody is safe and well during this pandemic. You guys, you know, I was very hopeful about September. I was going to be laid on somebody's beach, honey, and my cheeks was going to be out and glistening. But the way this pandemic is set up, states are shutting down again. And I just hope that everybody is taking it serious, social distancing and wearing a mask. I've changed my plans because having a little fun for a weekend is just not worth my life. And I just want everybody to know how serious this disease is, whether you were celebrating a graduation, a milestone birthday, or a wedding. Please consider the precautions that have been put out into the universe. Your life is important, and so is everyone else's that will be attending or celebrating you. Let's go ahead and dive into Fancy's thoughts. In any other context, this would not be any of my business. I literally don't care how others conduct their relationships. As long as there is no abuse, y'all on the same page, everybody's of age, y'all like it, I love it. But when you have a talk show that encourages difficult conversations and creates a space for healing and relationships publicly, then I feel like it's okay for me to comment. And I know a lot of people have done this because the Red Table Talk conversation has been viewed 31 million times in a week. And as y'all know, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith came to the Red Table after speculation of Jada having a relationship with August Alsina. So let me give y'all a little background. August Alsina is an R&B singer that released a song about a year ago about Jada and his relationship. In the song, he had text messages from Jada. It pretty much gave us everything we needed, but in a subtext kind of way. He said that she was an actress that was putting on a show. Y'all, he even had a whole Jada gif in the video and everything. At the time, he expressed loving her, and she pretty much was playing with his feelings. And then this year, he sat down with Angela Yee to dive a little deeper into the conversation about his relationship. For years, people have speculated that Jada and Will have had an open marriage, but nobody has been able to confirm this information. In my personal opinion, it's none of our business what people subscribe to in their marriage. And after watching the conversation, I just feel like it would have been better without it. If you're going to have a show where you require others to come and be vulnerable and ask guests to sit down with a high level of integrity, you know, people are going to hold you to the same standard. And I just feel like Jada did a disservice to herself from a healing perspective. From someone that actively heals, I know it's not something you can pick up and put down. You can't turn it on and off. And I'm not sure if she was fully comfortable with discussing her actions to the world. And I can't imagine, it's not easy. But the way she danced around the conversation, y'all, it made me question her motives and why she created this platform. Hear me out. I know y'all like, what? But Jada is very aware of language and human psychology. Will and Jada invested in a school of Scientology, which is like an educational institution which incorporates religion and human behavior, interpersonal relationships. So this is evidence to me that she is very aware of how to read and understand people. Even though the school is closed, you cannot tell me that Will and Jada got to the level of fame without having some type of understanding of what people and cognitive thinking. So when I see her at a space like the Red Table Talk, I expect her to be accountable and vulnerable when she brings herself to the table. There was a certain level of accountability that was not there. And in my opinion, it prevented the conversation from going where it needed to go. It just wasn't beneficial. The conversation was focused on what Will and Jada had going on. I missed the codependency factor. She missed it and skipped through it quickly. I mean, the whole conversation was, what, about 12 minutes? But let's talk about it. Codependency is when a person is dependent on the other person to fix something within themselves so they can validate themselves. In this case, it sounded like Jada wanted to fix August, or as they referred to him, Aug, which was really strange to me, okay? People that are codependent are addicted to fixing people because they are searching for some type of validation, or they don't feel worthy enough. She kept saying, "I was looking for happiness because I was not happy," to her husband, who was just shaking his head and laughing throughout the conversation. He even tried to say this was a transgression, and she was like, "No, I don't look at it as a transgression." Oh, okay. This was the point where I was just like, she's missing a point. I wish she would have said, "My codependency led me to act in a predatory manner with this man." Jada is what, 48? August Alsina is 27. So what's that, 21 years his senior? They discussed how he was in a vulnerable position. He was ill. He was struggling with addiction. So I'm just curious when a transition happened from him being a part of the family and somebody she's trying to help to lovers. She glazed over it. And if you are really healing, you have to be accountable for your actions. It would have been a strong move to say, "I was wrong, girl. I'm sorry." But no apologies were given to August or Will. Again, we don't know what transpired throughout the relationship or the breakup, but I do know feelings were involved. And me being the person that I am, I feel for all parties. I think Will has a lot to deal with as an icon and a man. This is my perspective. During the whole conversation, he just looked uncomfortable, like he didn't want to have the conversation. I mean, who would? I also believe it may be a little bruised ego. I'm not a man, but he is Will Smith, and now he has to discuss his wife being with another man to the world. You know, so often we hear about women being cheated on, and it's normalized because women stay. So Jay-Z and Beyonce, Carmelo and Lala. I mean, how many times have y'all heard, you know, if it happens to them, why do you think it won't happen to you? No, no, no. Black America is not ready to discuss women stepping out, regardless of the fact it's toxic. Now, I also feel for August because while he is of age, I am very sensitive to older and younger dynamics. And I think we have to be careful when changing the gender roles, or labeling gender roles, maybe I should say. Let's think about it. If it was an older man that had done this to a younger girl, the narrative would have been different. Hence why Jada probably wanted to bring herself to the table so she can get in front of this to tell her side of the story. But she didn't call a thing a thing. She was entangled with August, and her husband ended a conversation with saying, "We ride together, we die together, bad marriage for life." Yuck. Y'all saw the meme on Facebook that had the man face all scrunched up, and they were saying single people look like this after they heard this. Yes. Yes, we do. It made me cringe. Look, I don't know what the future holds for me. I don't even know if I want to get married yet. So I can't tell you if this is something that I would consider in my marriage. But if I have to joke about having a bad marriage, I don't want it. Especially when Will said, "I'm going to get you back." I could do bad all by myself, okay? But guess what? If it works for Will and Jada, who am I to judge? People will judge you regardless of what you have going on. And you have to live your life out loud and not care what others have to say. I just expressed my opinion on Will and Jada, but guess what? They probably went home. They kissed each other that night and said, "I love you." The checks are still rolling in and being cashed, okay? Sis is good. This is a classic case of who gives a fuck what other people think. I would like to consider myself a public, private person. I can talk about my problems and things I could have done differently. I have no problem expressing my emotions, and I know that there are some things I can do better. Some struggles are necessary, and mastering the mind is critical. However, some things are personal, and it's important to have those boundaries. So focus on your internal compass by giving your gifts deeply and at the highest level possible. Shine your greatness on the world from a space of authenticity. People may judge you, but self-expression validates some aspect of your identity. And playing it small does not serve you. Don't let what others think of you hold you back, because acceptance of yourself is far more important than acceptance from others. Look, Jada came to the table and made it work with her husband. You cannot worry about how other people may perceive you. You have to be careful anyway, because some people just spew hate and venom into the universe. You gotta watch out for those people. You cannot let others validate your existence with their opinions. Be an individual thinker, because you have the power within yourself to make things shift within your life. You do not need others to tell you what's best for you. In my life, I have never cared too much about what others may think or say. I got this from my mom at an early age. She once told me after I had said, you know, like, so-and-so is doing blah, 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 blah. And she said, if they tell you to jump off a bridge, you're going to do that too? And I'm like, huh, am I, you know what? You on to something here, sis. So I ask you, have you not done something because someone told you it was a bad idea or stupid, or you wasting your time? Girl, you shouldn't be with that man. You shouldn't be with that woman. Whatever the case may be, I want to encourage you to be true to yourself. If you want to start a business, do it. Do it because you want to, not because you see it working for your homegirl, your homeboy. Be honest and transparent with yourself and whatever it is that you want to do. Give it all you got. Understand that you got one life. There are no do-overs. I'm at a point in life where a legacy is important, generational wealth is important, and changing the trajectory of my family is important. Find what is important to you. Break those generational curses. Acknowledge what you have to change. You owe it to yourself. Remove sources of negativity. This is a big step that includes toxic people and resources. If you have a circle of friends that tear each other down or gossip about each other, it's time to separate. Unfollow those toxic pages on social media. If you don't like someone you follow, unfollow them. That's always been weird to me. We maybe could talk about that in another episode. Like, why stay there? You can't live in a space like that anymore. You can't be in a space of deception, feeling like you have to stay somewhere because you owe it to that person. No, you know. And my last point is create a new mindset. You don't have to fit in. You won't be for everyone. Keep a positive, fresh perspective on life. I used to be so sensitive to opinions of others until I let go of perfection. Perfection is an illusion. And you have to understand people that are here for you and that love you will love you through the good and the bad traits. It is our responsibility to be good humans and to do the work to become the best versions of ourselves. And you know, you can do that by using a manifesting motherfucker candle that is available at www.fancypatrice.com. Just a little plug. But cultivate those feelings of self-worth as an acceptance of a love for yourself. Dig deep. Find truth about what it is that you want and not care about the opinions of others. Just like Will and Jada, embrace imperfection. So y'all, I'm at my favorite part of the show, Righteous and Ratchet. As you all know, I like to end the show with a little love and light, and I would like to leave you with a little note. If your life got a little harder, that probably means you just leveled up. I'm telling y'all, your current situation isn't as fucked up as you think it is. I've had some serious storms, and I want you to know that you can get through it. Just don't quit. Thank y'all so much for listening to this episode of Crowned, and I'll see you on the next one.